CJMQ, and we're talking to Tennille today, and she's based in northern Alberta in Grand Prairie. Grand Prairie?
That's right.
Okay. You're only 15 years old, and you're already a Canadian country star, and especially with your latest song that you wrote, Home Now. Tell us about that, Tennille.
Well, that is my first release to radio, and it is a whole new door being opened, and I'm really grateful for the opportunities that I'm hoping this song will lead to. This is a song inspired by a topic that is definitely real and is going on in our world right now. And it's about a little girl whose father is overseas fighting in Afghanistan, and she wants him to come home. And I'm truly honored to be standing in this perspective and singing from this little girl's voice. I believe it's a really important voice to be heard.
It is. It's such a nice song and so important. Do you have somebody in your family in the military, Tennille?
Not directly, but I truly am honored to tell this story and very excited about the release.
It is exciting. And you wrote this song yourself?
Yeah, I wrote this song. Actually, we were talking about Afghanistan in social class a while ago, and I was really inspired and touched by the topic. And I came home from school, and I locked myself in my bedroom. And I swear there truly were angels writing with me and kept the pen moving on the paper. And I didn't really think as I wrote this song. I truly felt. Mm-hmm. And I cried as I wrote it and called my parents in, and we were all touched by the situation, and I think it hits home because it's real.
It is real, and it's so nice to have a song like that playing on the radio, and it's been well received, I'm understanding?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, this is really exciting for me, and there's the support is really overwhelming, so that's just great.
That's great, and you sang the song in a few different places. Would you like to talk about that?
Yes, I had the honor of singing this at a showcase at the Canadian Country Music Awards in Vancouver this September, past September.
Wow, that's a big
and
honor.
I had the true honor of performing on the same stage as Aaron Prochet and Cody Prevost. I was the youngest performer, and it was an honor to be standing on that stage, definitely.
It must have
so
been.
I performed the song there, and I also was given the opportunity to perform that song at a benefit concert that Emerson Drive holds every year in my hometown. And that was really cool to be able to be a part of an amazing event put on by Emerson Drive with guests like Gord Bamford and the Wilkinsons. And in my hometown, that was really cool.
That must have been. That's great. That's wonderful. Now,
yeah.
You've always been interested in performing, Tennille, and music, I guess, ever since you were the age of five?
Definitely. It's something that I believe is deep within me and always will be. It's a true passion of mine, and I'm so grateful to have music to turn to. Definitely something that I wanted to do, I think, ever since I could talk. I remember singing along to Shania Twain, and I begged my mom for singing lessons when I was five, and just led from one thing to the next, and I'm really grateful for music, definitely.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And you do a lot of live performances. I'm kind of overwhelmed when I looking through the list of past performances.
No, I love the stage, and I'm really grateful for all the opportunities that I've received to perform. The local community of Grand Prairie is so supportive when it comes to performances and the surrounding areas and even outside of my home, and I'm really grateful for all of those opportunities.
That's great. Wonderful. Why country music, Tennille?
Oh, I love all genres of music, but mm-hmm. I was raised with country music, and it is I love how it tells stories, and to me, I can connect with country music, and if I can write country music and allow someone else to connect to it, that is truly fulfilling, and I'm very grateful for that.
That's wonderful. Now, if I understand right, you're having a full-length CD coming out in this spring in 2010?
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's going to be an awesome team effort, still in the works, and mm-hmm. I'm definitely hoping to release that for spring of next year.
Good. So you're working with a lot of people on that?
Yeah, I did a demo to prepare for all of this, and I worked with Dwayne Steele. He was amazing, mm-hmm. so down-to-earth, and a wonderful, wonderful guy to work with. Irene Carroll's been so extremely helpful with this single, along with a lot of all of my co-writers and Lauren Tutty from the Radio Tracking, and it's just been amazing. Very, very grateful for everyone's help and support.
That's great. Your family must be very excited.
Yes, they're really excited, and you know, they love music, all of them, and I would not be where I am without all of their love and support, definitely.
Now, so you're coming out with your album in the spring of 2010. Any other projects coming up?
No, just working towards different opportunities. I'm really hoping this release will get in for, you know, new opportunities with the Canadian Country Music Awards next year in my home province of it, in Edmonton next year. That's going to be awesome. And just excited for all of the new opportunities coming and really grateful for them, definitely.
Good. And you have a great website. It's www.tenille, that's T-E-N-I-L-L-E, single as Tenille Sings. So www.tenillesings.com. Are you on Facebook or MySpace, Tenille?
Yeah, come and find me on Facebook or MySpace, and I'd love to connect. And thank you guys so much for all of your support. I truly appreciate your time today.
Oh, we really enjoy supporting you. And anything else you'd like to add before we go, Tenille?
Well, I just want to say that this single Home Now is really dedicated to anyone who has loved ones abroad. And every time I sing it or every time it's played, it's done so in honor of our military heroes. So thank you for that.
That's really nice. And we enjoy playing it for that reason, too, and because of your talent. So all the best. And thank you very much, Tenille.
Thank you for having me. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Bye.
Take care. Bye.
Listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM. Next up, 15-year-old Canadian country artist Tenille from Grand Prairie. And the song is called Home Now.
Daddy, can you write a letter back to me? I'm sitting here writing my fifth one this week. Can you tell that me and Mom really, really miss you? We hope and pray every day that we will see you soon. 'Cause it's written in the papers and scattered in the news. Soldiers dropping every day, 'cause they're all losing their own fight. Dad, you better be alright. Can you come home now? Can I finally see your smiling face? I know you've made this world a better place. So can you come home now? Can I run into your loving arms and find a place where there will be no harm? I miss you. Can they allow for you to come home now? Dad, I haven't got a letter from you lately. I'm sitting here reading the one you last sent me. 'Cause Mama got a call from a man today, and he said that he was sorry to say you had passed away. But now I hear you say, dark, cold, lonely place. Oh, baby, I'm home now. I'm surrounded by some loving arms. I found a place where there will be no harm. I miss you, but I'll see you soon. Take your time, 'cause I'll be watching over.